It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nah, I just keeping them right mentally. I mean, he can do everything physically. Like, he can run, he can tackle, he can play ball and stuff. I think sometimes he just get on top of himself too much. You know what I mean? It's like, bro, we all gonna make mistakes. And only one person perfect. That's God. You just try to be as close to perfect as you can. You know what I mean? Don't get too down. Don't get too high. Just go. So that's just the main thing with him right now.
It is Buffalo Bills cornerback Rasul Douglas talking about Bills third-year cornerback Kyer Elam. A note, though, on the secondary, Josh Reed and a few other reporters have tweeted out, Bills safety Cole Bishop did leave practice with trainers. I believe also he went to the medical tent, did not actually leave the field to go inside. I believe he's in the medical tent, but that is something to keep an eye on, especially for a position that is very thin for the Bills. I mean, they just signed somebody today, and now, I mean, that's going to be a thin position. And you bring in Kareem Jackson, he's 36 years old. Josh, we were talking about it too, and we talked about it with Sal when he came on with us earlier this morning, that the Jackson thing kind of seems more along the lines of, we just need a body now to get through, you know, these few weeks in camp while Mike Edwards is week to week with a hamstring injury. If you go down another guy, though, in an already very thin position group, that is concerning, especially Bishop is somebody who is young. It's his rookie year. This seemed to be a big moment for him potentially to kind of separate himself. It sounded like he was having a very, very good day up to this point. And now you just kind of hope it's just a stinger, nothing real serious there. But that is going to be something now to keep an eye on, that they've had two of their safeties go down in 2 days or in 3 days, and that is concerning.
Justin Simmons, no.
Justin Simmons.
No, I think we got to go back to an hour and a half ago when we were talking to ourselves about, hey, this whole Mike Edwards thing, maybe it's not that big of a deal. Same thing with this Cole Bishop stuff.
It's training camp, it's early on. Yeah.
Let's not be worried until we have to be worried, right? And I think that it helps that Cole Bishop is young, mm-hmm. so that if it is a serious injury or somewhat of a serious injury, it won't be as difficult for him to, you know,
yep.
recover from it. But I don't know. I want to wait and see first before
yeah,
I get a little
oh,
too
no,
worried
absolutely.
About it. But it is concerning
because
for sure.
It's such a thin group that, I mean, mm-hmm. even like a little injury, which it's training camp, they're going to be a little more okay with, hey, you're not practicing tomorrow. You're not practicing
right.
you know, today kind
yeah,
of deal.
Which
because,
is fine.
Because
and
we're letting you work it out.
That's another thing I think we all have to remember. If all of a sudden tomorrow Cole Bishop is also not practicing, hey, it's fine. It's not the end of the world.
But
let's just keep things, you know, calm, cool, and collected because it might just be playing it safe.
We do have a bit of a kicker update.
Oh.
/ punting update. Sal Capaccio tweeting out, kicking period, Tyler Bass went 5-for-6, missing the last kick from 52 yards out. Mm-hmm. Notable, though, Jake Browning was the one who was holding. And we actually had a tweet from a little while ago. Jack Browning, thank you. Kyle tweeted in, I'm most looking forward to the punting battle. Martin had a rough year last year, as did Bass. Potentially holding problem. I'm wondering what Jack Browning needs to do to take over the job. Well, Browning was holding for Bass today
yeah.
and has seemingly kind of been like the growing feeling is that he will actually eventually take over that position.
I'm curious how
notable that he is holding, though, for Bass.
I'm curious how the 52-yarder missed. Was it?
Did he just miss it?
Yeah, like was it like wide right, wide left, low? What, like what? How did it go wide, you know, or how did it not go in? Because
it's interesting, but I mean, we got to a point last year. I just for me personally, I didn't trust Bass at all by the end of the year.
No, and neither did I. And I think, like, I remember earlier in the offseason, we were talking about him. Maybe it was even right after the playoff game. But, and I'm not, okay, I'm not saying that he's going to be Adam Vinatieri, but Adam Vinatieri had some really bad years as a kicker. So I'm not really worried at all here with Bass. I think last year was a hiccup. Maybe he just needs a new holder. Maybe it's Jack Browning. Maybe it's someone else. But, you know, I think we've realized or learned over the past couple of years that these field goals really do matter.
Yep.
Like, I know it's training camp. It's July 30th, and it's, hey, Tyler Bass went 5 for 6. Yeah, but what if that sixth one is something that sends you to the AFC Championship game?
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, that missed kick ultimately does end the divisional game against the Chiefs. I mean, there's a very good chance they lose that game.
No, but... It basically does.
That's the thing. There's a very good chance they lose that game anyways. They would have tied it up, right, and the Chiefs would have had more than enough time to drive down the
field. But it's still the point of you would be tied, and it would be a different...
Yeah.
Like, it would have changed the game because you would have tied the game. But I still think back to a couple years ago, the snowball game against Miami. Tyler Bass hits a field goal to win that game. It's
better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And, you know, it's not unimportant, but it's not the focal point of the offense. You know what I mean? Like, it's something to keep an eye on, I think, for sure. But
oh yeah, absolutely.
I don't think it's like, you know, the end of the world if Sam Martin's still the holder. Because I think that while it was shaky at times last year, maybe it was just more so a off year for Bass.
I am interested though if Browning's gonna win this job and for early on for him already to be holding for Bass.
Yeah.
I think that might be a sign, though, that they are trending towards that way of Browning being
I want to see.
Because honestly, both punters and kickers, though, it's so interchangeable.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. Like, teams, I feel like, are most cold-blooded with those positions because it truly is, like, if you missed
it's probably
some field goals for, like, 2 or 3 games and the team hasn't, like, signed you to a long-term extension like the Bills did with Bass,
yeah,
they cut you.
Right. I also wonder I wonder if this has anything to do with kick returns or if it could affect kick returns at all, but probably not because, I mean, Bass is going to be the one.
Yeah.
Or not kick returns, kickoffs.
Kickoffs, yeah.
But Bass is going to be one doing kickoffs regardless. Mm-hmm. So that I don't think, never mind. I don't know why that thought entered my brain. I'm like, what if Jack Browning kicks off? Like, what?
No, I mean, to be fair though, we're kind of sitting here with the new kickoff rules.
Wait
going,
a second.
I actually don't know what
wait
they're going to do.
How big is Jack Browning? Is he like a big dude that could make a tackle if needed?
That could be a thing.
Never mind. He's 5'11", 190.
Never mind. Cool.
He's about the same size as Tyler Bass.
But
all right.
It's been brought up too of like, are we going to get to a point towards next year where it's you should be looking to sign rugby players because you are going to need somebody who can get down the field and is used to kind of this sort of movement where right
what
now.
What do you mean rugby players for what?
For kickoffs.
For kickoffs specifically?
Like yeah.
Like a kickoff specialist almost?
Yeah, because we don't really know how this is going to go. I'm very worried, and I think it is going to happen, that eventually teams are just going to be willing to take the touchback at the 30-yard line.
Get Christian Wade out there.
There it is. There it is. We knew he was going to come back.
No, but Travis Clayton, though, I mean, I think that's where you're going to – that's the player the Bills signed through the International Pathway Program.
There is maybe a real chance that
– he's going to be like a kickoff specialist or a punt return specialist or a punting – team.
Which I'm not sure. I think he might have to actually take a redshirt year this year due to his contract and the way it's signed because he's an international player. I think he has to take a year off. Not 100% sure on that. But
I think,
we don't know too much about what this new kickoff is going to be. Again, as I've said, I am worried, and I think it will likely go this way of teams will just take the touchback start at the 30. Because if teams are really returning kicks, and maybe not touchdowns, but setting up field position, and teams are averaging, we get it to the 40-yard line like every time. It's absurd.
Yeah,
they'll just take the touchback at the 30 because it would literally statistically be better. That's my fear. I want it to open up the game more, but I do think there is sort of this fear of if it opens up the game too much, coaches will then just go back to.
Yeah, because the easier solution, I mean, I'm sure you'll see teams go to, hey, we got to get a better unit for our kickoff team, but the easier solution is let's just kick it out of the end zone.
Yeah, 100%.
Which, yeah, that would really suck.
I am really worried about it.
I don't think we're going to see that till like later in this year or even next year potentially, because I think they're definitely going to try this out. I feel like the NFL is going to kind of be a little. The NFL wouldn't be able to control it, but they would just be very upset if all of the teams were just kind of like, no, this is a stupid.
But they're not going to tell them anything. I mean, we were already at a point where they were talking about getting rid of it. This is some way, I would imagine, sort of their last chance or last opportunity here to kind of save it. But if it goes to where like teams are like, no, I'm not going to give them a statistical advantage because you don't want to get rid of the kickoff, I won't do it. The league's not going to be, well, you have to. Okay, I get it. Yeah, all right. Move on.
Right, yeah.
And that's my fear is that it's not going to change much and eventually we will end up losing the kickoff because I think it would make sense for the league, especially because like that thing, I want it to open up more, but we brought up yesterday, like if teams are all of a sudden averaging a field position of on their own 40 or like 35, eventually it will just go back to just kick it out of the end zone. Like they'll start at their own 30 and that's better for us than them actually taking the ball out.
Yeah, but it also makes me think like, Why did teams kick touchbacks so much with the other way it was set up? I mean, you'd be more beneficial if you kicked it shorter on the old kickoff.
Yeah, but you also got teams that were returning the ball that were like, it's not worth it. We're not going to return it enough. Teams got very good at filling lanes. It was at times certain people's jobs of you fill the lanes. Don't give them a lane. And it got to a point where it's so much statistically better to just take the touchback than taking it out.
No, but if what I never understood is you can't, or if you could kick the ball so perfectly that it wouldn't go into the end zone, you'd have to return it every single time. Why wouldn't you just do that in the old rules? The old rules, it made more sense to do that because you can get down the field and you can kind of get them in around the 20 rather than the 25, say 5 yards.
Yeah.
Right? Like I know it's not that big of a deal, but just looking at the two systems, in a way, the other one worked better for the defensive teams, and in this one, it kind of looks like it's going to favor the offensive team.
Which makes sense.
Right.
With the league.
Exactly. So it's going to be interesting to see if it doesn't go well, if they just get rid of it entirely or they go back to the old one.
Well, and there's also the fear, like, if you kick it too short so they have to return it, your guys are not down the field in enough time.
Right, that's true. But that's where, you know, when teams have good...
Because this, remember, like, players can't move until the other player or the other team touches the ball.
Well, now, yes.
Yeah, now. But, I mean, but before they're kicking the ball, you're already running with it.
Yeah, and that's my point, is if you can get down there quick enough, you can, you know, hem the other team in into their own...
Steve Tasker.
Yeah, exactly. 20, 15, 5, 10. Like, you can get... Well, maybe not 5 or 10, but you know what I mean. You could really put them in a tricky spot.
I think it got to a point where with the old ones, if you kicked it too short, your players weren't getting there fast enough, and so they would actually get more out of it. And if you booted it too much, a team would be like, cool, sweet, I'm not touching it. I'll just take it at the 25.
Yeah.
That'll be better for us in the long run. This, I get worried that it's going to be kind of favoring more the offense.
It's going to be the opposite of it, basically.
Yeah, to where teams are just like, we'll keep taking it back because we're starting at a way better position than the 25-yard line, and then teams that are kicking it off decide, no, we're not doing that. Especially teams with great quarterbacks where it's like, I'm not letting them just start at the 40-yard line. It's absurd. Right.
Well, like we were talking about yesterday, I mean, if you start at the 40 with Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes, you're down the field in two plays and you probably score a touchdown.
Or at least you're in scoring position.
Right, yeah. And that would drastically change how the end of the game is played out.
Yep. Got to take a quick time out here. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, and this is WGR. It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.